Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah.
Welcome to The Jeremiah Show. Got a really special guest today for you. Let me set this up a little bit. At the heart of American Ninja Warrior is the Great American Obstacle Course. And its obstacles, like those of American life, are meant to teach us lessons. Plan your route through the rope jungle carefully. Never be afraid of the mini trampoline, because it will sense your fear and punish you for it. Momentum is crucial on the spin cycle. Hesitate for a moment and you are done. Watch your forerunners carefully. One ninja's mistake is another ninja's education. American ninjas are plumbers and dentists and stove cleaners and computer programmers and farmers who leap hay bale to hay bale, defying gravity and frightening the livestock. The show proudly boasts contestants from all 50 states, such as Island Ninja, is a Hawaiian airline attendant who trains on vines back home. Eskimo Ninja, who hails from Unalakleet, Alaska, with a population of 700, does his speed workouts across ice floes. Ninjas are pro athletes and ex-Olympians, and they're also underdogs. Every season, and we just wrapped the 13th season, follows the same arc. Each contestant must pass through the six obstacles of a city qualifier course, always culminating in a straight run up the famous 14-foot warped wall to hit a buzzer on top. And then a finals course with four new obstacles beyond the warped wall in order to qualify for Mount Mid. Midoriyama. Am I saying that correctly, Caden?
Yep, Midoriyama.
A four-stage mega course in Las Vegas that concludes with a 75-foot vertical rope climb. The obstacles are a brutal parade of inanimate objects, such as dancing stones, spinning log, floating boards, jumping spider, rumbling dice, monkey peg, cargo crossing, salmon ladder, and the double salmon ladder. On courses temporarily constructed like pop-up playgrounds in a series of curated urban locales around along Venice's beachfront, around Indianapolis Monument Circle, contestants support and propel their bodies in feats of unthinkable exertion. They swing on ropes, grip onto pegs suspended high above safety pools, brace their bodies between parallel walls, hold on to rolling logs, hold on to spinning wheels. They run across tilting tables and wobbly perches. To make it onto the show, they have to submit audition tapes. And the audition tapes have just been climbing. I think the first time was 10,000, and you guys are up over 100,000 now. American Ninja Warrior is based on a Japanese obstacle course show called Sasuke, named after the mythic ninja Sarutobi Sasuke, and one of the things I love about the show is that it makes viewers root for a struggling or a suffering hero. You know, and you get behind the contestant, and the stories are real and they're personal. the ninjas are competing not against the course and not even ultimately against one another. They're competing to make history. This is a recap by a writer from The New Yorker. Her name was Leslie Jamison. And I think she summed up the show really nicely.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah, we got a special, special guest. You hear him a little bit here. He's coming in. He's a ninja. You know, they come in wherever they want. And he is here, so he can do whatever he likes. This is Caden Lebsack's show. He's a Super K Wake Ninja. That's what he goes by. Don't call him anything else. He was born in Castle Rock, Colorado. We learned from our previous The Sports Lounge show that I got to sit in on that Caden started wakeboarding at 2. I don't even know what that means. Were you just strapped on? They gunned the boat or what? But at age of 10, he was the youngest member of the Mile High wakeboarding team. And in the summer of 2016, Caden discovered Ninja. Since then, it's been nonstop training and competing. He has been across the U.S. competing and is currently the back-to-back UNAA World Champ, which stands for the Ultimate Ninja Athlete Association. Welcome, Caden. Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So explain to me off the top here, what is the Ultimate Ninja Athlete Association? And by the way, congratulations on your win before I forget.
Thank you. UNAA is a nationwide ninja competition where anyone can compete in, you qualify, and then you go to regionals and you go to the national finals.
Okay. And so you are a world champ. So what does that mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. This year in Las Vegas, actually, where A&W Nationals were, I took first place in the UNAA finals, and it's crazy. It's awesome.
So you discovered Ninja, it says back, what, how many years ago? 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
5 years, yep.
5 years ago. Once you discovered that, how did you discover, first of all, American Ninja Warrior?
I discovered it, but I was just watching TV one day and I saw it and I knew that's what I wanted to do. It looked like so much fun. It was just a big jungle gym.
Yeah. And so at this point though, had you been fond of jungle gyms? And like, was that something that you had really looked at or played on or competed on? Or was it this television show that just kind of sparked your interest?
Yeah, I'd always play on them a little bit with my friends at recess, but ever since I saw A&W on TV, it brought it to a whole nother level.
So, I watch the seasons and I think I have a lot of questions. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions today.
Let's do it.
Coming from the standpoint of probably where you were at back in 2016 when you watched these competitors and you watched... Mm-hmm. And got so enthralled by it and knew you had to do that. This is what you wanted to do. So how do you start from the moment you watched the show to becoming a real legitimate competitor? What was the next step?
Yeah, I showed my parents the show and they loved it. And they searched up on Google if there was any ninja gyms near us. And we found one about 2 hours away that we went to, and ever since then, I just loved it. And there we met my coach, John, who is driving up 2 hours as well to coach at this gym. And my parents and him got talking and they decided to open up a gym in Castle Rock where we both lived at the time.
So there are ninja gyms around the country. And I know this, but I want you to tell the listener out there, listeners like yourself that may like, how do I get in? What's the barrier of entry? How do I find a gym like a ninja gym? So who started building these gyms around the country? It was based off of the show, obviously.
Yeah, there's gyms everywhere. I've been to a ninja gym in almost every state. There's multiples in every state. It's awesome. Just look it up online and I'm sure you'll find it.
Now, who creates the gym? Is it a franchise or is it always different? Because your parents own... Mm-hmm. A ninja gym, right? Is it a franchise or do they?
No, we started our own, but there's franchises. There's a lot of just local, small owned family ninja gyms.
It's so cool. I mean, I think it's a better, I would rather join a ninja gym than a typical gym. It just looks like it's a fun workout. Although How when you go to a gym like that, there are obviously beginners. Does that factor in? Does that get in the way of a real good workout, or do you have to schedule time?
Oh, no, not at all. I think that's the coolest thing about Ninja is how there's all different levels. There's like little kids that watch it and come and try it out. There's older people that watch it and come and try it out. It's such a cool sport.
It really is. It really is. And I've really gotten into watching it. Watching you was amazing. You're incredible.
Thank you.
How do they replicate the gym and the obstacles you see on the show? How does a gym owner replicate that safely?
Yeah, we just kind of watched the show, kind of figured out how the obstacles worked. We had other Ninja Gym builders come and help us, and just a lot of help from the community as well.
I don't want you to give anything away here, but do you know, and so just don't answer if I'm out of line here asking this, but do you have an idea what the course is going to look like before you go in, or is it, you know what I mean? Or can you really?
Yeah. No, until you get there, you don't know what the course is, what the obstacles are. It's a surprise.
Oh my God. And then, so you really learn from watching the people that go before you. You really,
yeah, especially. Yep.
Was there ever a course or something that you, part of the obstacle course that once you got up there, you're like, how do I figure this out? Even though it looked, you may have figured it out from watching someone going before you.
Yeah.
You got up there. Was there one that gave you the most difficulty?
Yeah, probably Eyeglass Alley on stage 3. I saw 2 out of the 3 competitors before me go out on there, and it was very scary.
Does that mess with your mind as far as, or do you block it out? Are you able to block that out? Or do you get, you watching them fail or fall?
Yeah, I definitely try to block out most of it, but it can always get to you at a certain point.
Bite you out a little.
Yeah.
How much of the, when you are going through the course, how much of that is mental, because I've seen contestants get up and you can almost see them psych themselves out and then they slip or fall or something. How much of it's mental for you?
Probably 50% of it is mental. It's one of the hardest things to train, and it's also one of the most important things in Ninja. Like, you can train the strength-based stuff, and you can prepare as strong as you physically can and mess up due to a mental mistake.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, tell us what really happened at 2 with wakeboarding. Let's go back. How good of a wakeboarder were you at 2? Is that...
I definitely was not the best, and my dad just grew up wakeboarding and kind of wanted me to try it. So I loved it from there.
So he was holding on to you on the wakeboard and.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it's wakeboarding, skiing on water really do also require, before you can get up on skiing anyway, it feels like it's a mental thing too, right? Like even when you're skiing downhill on a regular.
For sure.
And wakeboarding, I would imagine the same. It's you get past that mental fear.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
When your body takes over, how much has wakeboarding helped you? Your first passion helped your second passion now.
Wakeboarding helped me a lot, especially with the balance and agility side of Ninja Warrior, but also just holding onto the rope wakeboarding helped a lot with grip strength.
Yeah, I would imagine that would really, really help you. And do you live near a lake in Colorado?
Yep, I do. I live about an hour away from a lake that we go to quite a bit.
Tell me about pursuing, going back to, forward when you were sick, you in 2016 fell in love with the sport or American Ninja Warrior, and you decided to become a competitor. So you started traveling to gyms?
Mm-hmm. I started traveling all around the country, competing, meeting friends from it. It's been such a good community and helped me make myself stronger.
Tell me about that a little bit, the friendships that you've made along the way.
Yeah, it's awesome. I met so many friends from it. And one of my friends had the idea of making a team from around the country of ninjas, which also created Bucket of Chalk, which started out as just a team of ninjas, is now nationwide team of ninjas. And we even sell chalk to athletes, ninjas, gymnasts, and climbers.
Has anybody ever said, you know, you're only, are you 15 right now still, or have you
had a I was 15 filming. I'm 16 now.
I had a feeling. excuse me. How many people have said to you, hey, you're only 16, you can't do that? Has anybody said that to you, or have you got that impression?
Yeah, I've got that quite a bit, but I think that's one of the coolest things about ninja is age doesn't really matter as long as you just put time and effort into it.
Right. So how many hours a day do you put into, I mean, you are the champion. How many hours do you put in a day?
Yeah, I train about anywhere from 2 to 5 hours a day with my coach, John.
Every single day, 7 days a week? Every
day, yep.
Do you credit that training, those hours that you've put in to your win and to your success? Or
for sure, definitely. It's helped a lot, and you can't really have anything as long as you work hard for it and push yourself.
Right. It's so incredible to watch you actually run that course. That's the eyeglasses. Really. Mm-hmm. With Eyeglass Alley. That was a new one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was new.
That one looked almost impossible.
Yeah, it felt almost impossible.
Is there a American Ninja Warrior like circuit training? Is there, you know, when you have a coach, how do you find a coach? And then once you find the coach, how do they prepare you? I mean, give us an idea of what a day looks like for you training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I train every single day. We normally break the week down into body groups just so we can train throughout the week and we don't get sore. Like one day is legs and the next day is chest or arms.
And how did you find a coach, or did they find you?
It was kind of a bit of both. We just met at this gym that was 2 hours away. And ever since then, we've just became good friends and good training partners as well.
So, okay. So tell us a little bit about your coach.
Yeah. Not only is John my coach, but he's also probably my best friend. We go to arcades together and just push each other as hard as we can.
So that's what you do on your time off. You go to arcades.
Sometimes.
Busters or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do have downtime.
Not as much as I'd like to, but I do.
What would you do if you had more time?
I don't know. Hang out with my friends, hang out with John.
Do you regret at all ever the schedule that you've put yourself in? And now as American Ninja Warrior champ, I mean, you can't let anybody, your fans down. You just got to keep forward.
Yeah, probably not. No, I love the sport of ninja. I love competing, and there's nothing I would do to change that.
What do you think you'd do if you didn't have American Ninja Warrior?
That's a good question. And yeah, I'm not sure. It's a really good question.
Besides just falling in love with it, watching it on TV, there had to have been something that really drew you to the sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love the big obstacles, the big swinging, and just the aspect of flying is so much fun.
Yeah, flying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a person that likes challenges in your life?
For sure. Yeah, I love challenges.
So give us a little, if you could, a little insight into what happens before you compete. Like, what's your regimen? What's your day look like? What do you eat? How do you sleep? And, you know, give us a,
yeah,
give us an inside look at the mind of a ninja.
Yeah, I usually try to sleep as much as I can. Normally, it's pretty hard with nerves and competing.
Yeah.
And then once I actually get to the course or the competition, I try to warm up. If the course is more like stage three, like, I try not to get my heart rate up too high. Just try to warm up my hands so I'm more calm and relaxed. If it's more like stages one or two, I try to get my heart rate up and warm up my arms.
I noticed, yeah, it's interesting you say that. I noticed when you were the fourth person to go on stage three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that, by the way, that you got to watch that you?
Yeah, definitely. Is there it helped quite a bit.
A negative that you have to, you know, because mm-hmm. you were flapping, you know, you were yeah. keeping warm, you were keeping your muscles.
Yeah, it definitely helped quite a bit seeing all the other athletes run and seeing how they did on the course.
Yeah. Was it cold in Vegas that night?
Yeah, it was freezing in Vegas the whole season. It was cold. It was windy and dusty and extremely cold.
Isn't it crazy how in Vegas it's such a desert, obviously, but so hot during the day and then just so cold at night.
Right. Yeah.
It can snow. what's your routine? Do you ever have, you said you practice 7 days a week. Do you have a day mm-hmm. off? Do you have a routine?
Sometimes the weekend off, but normally I don't.
No. All right. So I want to talk when we come back about you're a very young CEO, successful, well as, you know, being season 13 American Ninja Warrior champion here on the show. We're so glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
Caden Levsak is our special guest. He is today on the show. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing, and season 13 winner. He's also the CEO of Bucket of Chalk. You can find Caden on Instagram at Caden Wake. So that's KadenWake. And you can find Bucket of Chalk on Instagram at Bucket of Chalk. Follow him on both of those and go to bucketofchalk.com to find out more about Caden's very interesting business, which we're going to talk about when we come back from this short break. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show. American Ninja Warrior, Caden Levsak. Be right back.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann
and Heather,
and we are better together.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show, your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like The Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We have Kaden Lebsack. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing, and the season 13 winner. He's also the CEO of Bucket of Chalk. Welcome back, Kaden, to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to have you here. Tell us about Bucket of Chalk and how did that come about?
Yeah, Bucket of Chalk started as just a group of ninjas all across the nation that were training together, competing together, and just pushing each other. And since then, we realized that our name was Bucket of Chalk. We should sell chalk. So we just created a formula of chalk and sell it in buckets.
Now, there's something special. There's a special ingredient. You don't have to tell us. You don't have to give the recipe, but tell us about the special ingredient in the chalk.
Yeah, we have a mint scent in our chalk, which scientifically helps you calm your nerves and compete better.
That's so interesting. How did you bring scientists in, obviously, and how did you come up with this recipe and this idea? I really love that idea. But
yeah, we wanted our chalk to smell just because we thought it would be fun and exciting, and then we realized how the mint scent affects you.
How does it affect you as an athlete?
Yeah, it's awesome owning a chalk business. I can have chalk now anytime I want to train with, and it's really helped me improve.
So it calms you. The mint actually calms.
Yeah, it calms your nerves.
Nerves and the stress when you're facing these crazy obstacles.
Yep.
just crazy. So again, you can go and you should pick some of the, can you use the chalk on what, I mean, where would you bring the chalk in for weightlifting?
Yeah, for weightlifting, climbing, gymnastics, ninja warrior even.
Okay. Yeah. Get on that. That's why I'm next. Watching you, I got to go try it now myself. I don't think I'd make it. I don't think I'd make it off that first point.
Yeah.
Of chalk, and you can find it on Instagram at Bucket of Chalk, and you can also find it on Kaden's website, which is bucketofchalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Kaden Lebsack is our special guest today on the show. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing, and season 13 winner. He's also the CEO of Bucket of Chalk. You can find Kaden on Instagram at Kaden Wake. So that's KadenWake. And you can find Bucket of Chalk on Instagram at Bucket of Chalk. Follow him on both of those and go to bucketofchalk.com to find out more about Kaden's very interesting business, which we're going to talk about when we come back from this short break. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show. American Ninja Warrior, Kaden Lebsack. We'll be right back.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, Che vuole questa musica stasera? And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in the soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it, and it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
This is Miles Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show, the Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series. bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
Show, we have Kaden Lebzak. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing. You know, what do you hope to do with that, with your brand and with the business?
Yeah, I really hope to grow the sport of Ninja Warrior and help the community grow as well.
Okay, but how would you do that? And what do you want to see? Because I know you can make anything happen.
I'm actually hosting a Bucket of Chalk competition at my home gym, Ninja Intensity, in October.
Okay, well, give us those dates.
We have
in Colorado, so let's send them your way.
Yeah, October 9th and 10th, we are hosting Bucket of Chalk, Revenge of the Bucket, and it will also be live streamed on our YouTube channel, Bucket of Chalk.
Oh, very cool. So start following and subscribing to all this stuff. Kaden's up to some great, you're up to some great stuff here, Kaden. Really, much respect for you. And
thank you.
Why do you think, do parents, do friends, do they say, wow, man, you're just always thinking, you're always moving, you're always doing something.
Yeah, it's awesome. Everyone's been so supportive of this dream and everyone's helped me so much and helped me push myself.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so what do you love most about American Ninja Warrior as a competitor?
Mm-hmm. I love the obstacles, how exciting they are. They're all so big and flying is such a, it's a lot of fun. And besides the course and the obstacles, the community is so great. Everyone wants you to do well. You want everyone to do well. And it's such a supportive community.
It really is, isn't it? It's so interesting. We've had some of the American Ninja Warrior women on, and they've talked about different, the community and the different things that they do, from bullying, you know, from... Mm-hmm. Just different groups and organizations. It really feels like a community like that's been missing as a almost as a nation, American.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. It's this great community with all these, the way that the America and the world is built, with different people, different needs, different ethnicities, different challenges. And American Ninja Warrior seems to be, there's somebody to represent almost all of these.
There's a spot for everyone on it. Everyone has a different backstory, a different story, and everyone competes just to challenge themselves and push themselves.
What do you love about American Ninja Warrior as a fan? You love to fly as a competitor. What do you love?
Yeah, it's awesome seeing these people, everyday people, push themselves on a course, and it's awesome watching the course.
Do you remember, of course you do, I'm sure, but do you remember the first obstacle that you tried out? Where, and tell me about that. Where was that at? And
yeah,
the first thing you tried?
I tried out was the salmon ladder. I did not make it, and I was nowhere close, but I kept with it, and I made it, I think, that day.
So, okay. So you just kept at it. What is this?
Yeah.
Help for the listener what the salmon ladder is. They don't know.
The salmon ladder is an obstacle where you hop a bar up a set of cradles.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Okay. How do you view the world, Kaden? I mean, it looks like you're a young man who determines what you want and you go after it, even if you get it the first day. Or the first try. How do you view the world, and What are your limits?
That's a good question. I don't think anyone has limits. As long as they push themselves, train for it, you can accomplish anything.
It's a really good answer. I think that should be on a t-shirt for sure. Do you remember the hardest day that you've ever had as a competitor or in training?
I don't think if it's not a hard day, then you didn't train as hard as you can.
I mean, you're only human though. Do you ever get discouraged and say, oh my God, I gotta get away from this for a bit? Or do you just get a little rest and say, I'm going to tackle it again?
Normally when I get discouraged, I just keep trying it, which probably isn't a good thing, but I just keep trying it so I don't get it, or I get it.
Mm-hmm. What was your best day ever? Do you remember?
Definitely hitting the stage 3 buzzer on American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, that was a stupid question. What do you want to do with your life, Caden? How far do you take this? How far do you take American Ninja Warrior? And what happens next? Forgive me, but is the correct term? I mean, you the winner, champion. What's the correct term for what?
I think last ninja standing or winner, but I want to do ninja as long as my body can let me and hopefully come back next season stronger and defeat stage 4 this time.
Are you able to, you train in between and then you go back to the competition?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, didn't they start with 400 competitors this season?
400 competitors.
Wow. And you made it all the way to the top. Last
Yeah, pretty crazy.
That title better than winner or champion.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What else do you want to do with your life?
That's a good question. I want to help grow Bucket of Chalk and grow the ninja community.
I like that goal. I really do like the ninja community. Where can somebody find out? I mean, when they included you and now you're last ninja standing. It's an inclusive club. It's an inclusive community. If I was listening out there and wanted to find out more, where would you send someone that wanted
to? I would send someone to ANW Nation. They have a lot of good stuff and information about the show and Ninja Warrior.
Okay. Can I, before I let you go, I need some explanations on a couple things. Good. I want to have you describe, excuse me, each of these obstacles for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to give them an idea if they haven't watched the show. And if you haven't watched the show, go watch the show. American Ninja Warrior Jr. on right now on Thursdays. And check it out. It's really cool. So obstacles. Tarzan swing. What is that?
I am honestly not sure what Tarzan swing is.
How about jumping bars?
That is an obstacle where you take one bar from a set of cradles and you lache across to another set of cradles.
And so you got to basically lift yourself and your weight and catch the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That one looks real. Is that really as hard as it looks? Or, I mean, you make
it hard. That one's definitely really hard. Very technical as well.
Yeah. Looks like it. How about the cargo climb?
I'm honestly not sure what that one is either.
I'm going to guess. Would that be the at the very end there where they've got the net and you have to climb on that net?
Final obstacle of stage 1 where you climb up a cargo net.
Yeah, these are in stage 1, by the way. They
okay.
Circle slider?
I'm honestly not sure what that one is either.
You just dominate them. You don't care what the name is. You just say, give it to me. I'm going to get past it. That's salmon ladder.
Salmon ladder is an obstacle where you take a bar up a set of rungs going vertically. It's like a very fast pull-up where you take a bar with you.
Is that one hard?
That one's very hard for sure.
Are they all hard? That's a stupid
They're very hard.
So there's city qualifiers, right? Is that the
mm-hmm. Yep, city qualifiers is the first one. And then if you place top 30 in that, you move to semifinals, where if you take top 15, I'm pretty sure you move on to the national finals.
Okay. And then when you get to the national finals, there's a stage one, stage two, and stage three?
Yep. And then the final stage, stage four.
Okay. So that rope climb, are you tired of hearing about it now?
No.
I watched the video. You have a rope climbing facility or wall or firefighters. Where is that?
It's I'm pretty sure it's called Epic Adventure Center here in Castle Rock. It's like a kind of like a Ninja Warrior course. They just have like stuff really high up.
And were you ever able on your own to complete it in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I have been able to complete it in 30 seconds.
So were you, but you didn't have that whole obstacle course to go through and then climb a rope. And that's,
yeah, definitely pretty fresh when I did it under 30.
I didn't think it could be possible. So you can, it is.
Yep.
Caden Levsack is our special guest today on the show. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing, and season 13 winner. He's also the CEO of Bucket of Chalk. You can find Caden on Instagram at Caden Wake. So that's KadenWake. And you can find Bucket of Chalk on Instagram at Bucket of Chalk. Follow him on both of those and go to bucketofchalk.com to find out more about Caden's very interesting business, which we're going to talk about when we come back from this short break. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show. American Ninja Warrior, Caden Levsack. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. I'm Art Alex Hux from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Weedus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
Here, make sure you find me on Spotify, where you can find all of my latest music, and make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you going to all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock four. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring, ding, ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and I want those three Brand Van tickets, man. Todd,
I'm alive.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We have Caden Levsack. He is American Ninja Warrior 13, last ninja standing. Two last questions, or three, I've got three. Who is your favorite American Ninja Warrior male?
Jake Murray. I love the way he attacks courses super fluently, and no matter how he does, he's having a good time.
Okay, cool. Are you always having a good time?
I like to think so.
You look like you are. How about female stars?
I really like Jessie LeBrec. She always pushes herself, and she's a super strong athlete.
Well, okay, tell us now, for people that have not seen American Ninja Warrior, why they should watch it next season. What's, you have any idea what's coming up and what they can expect?
Yeah, you could expect your everyday people, people that train their whole lives, run one of the hardest obstacle courses in the world.
Yeah, and watch, it's just, it's amazing to watch. It's almost like watching like a Rocky movie where you're like, I want to go run the stairs, or I want to go, I want a salmon ladder. you get inspired sitting on the couch. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Get up and move. All right. Who would you like to thank, my friend? Anybody else?
I thank my parents. Thank my coach, John, just and all my friends for supporting me and being there for me.
Well, you're the last ninja standing, and I would keep that title and cherish it all year long.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been so much fun to talk to you, Kaden.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, everybody out there, have a great week. Communicate, listen more, and evolve.
You've been listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball, and you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Jobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas
at TheJeremiahShow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone.
Communicate. Listen more. Evolve. They were beautiful. The most beautiful.